Hello, and welcome to another episode of Painfully Honest. I'm your host, Philip Whaling, and I got good news. I'll be podcasting all the time again, because apparently I can't do anything unless I'm real sad or feeling crazy or vulnerable. That's not necessarily true, but history shows that I haven't really followed through with my podcast until I was like, absolutely needed it, and it's been one of the only outlets that have truly made me feel sane, and like, it's helped. So here I am again. I'm not even sure how much to divulge or I should divulge, but in the spirit of being painfully honest, why not everything? I am really sad and really confused and feeling very crazy right now, and I'm driving, which I probably shouldn't be driving, at least not while I'm recording this, but I'm holding it up like it's a cell phone, so I switched to at least that. That feels a little bit safer. I'm going to stop recording pretty soon, but I'm like feeling like I want to do something crazy, so instead of doing something crazy and detrimental, I'm going to do something just, like, kind of crazy, and it's not even that crazy. I'm just going to drive to the beach because I feel like I don't want to be at my house, and, like, I don't want to be alone, but I got to deal with it alone, so who the fuck knows. And, yeah, so here, I just wanted to honestly get this in before it turned 12 o'clock so that I would have gotten at least a tidbit in before. And it's been 27 days since I did my last podcast, and yeah, so hopefully, or not hopefully, but I'm going to start podcasting every day again. Here we go, yay! Alright, I love you, thanks for listening to this little tidbit, and I'll have more once I get to the beach. Yay! Okay, bye, good luck, thanks for listening, I'll be right back. Alright, I'm back, and I'm not driving to the beach, so in case anyone was worried, I'm not doing anything stupid, and I love the people in my life, and, like, I'm grateful for having such a good support system, because one friend was like, okay, don't do anything dumb, like, drive to the beach at night, especially if you're any sort of sleepy or whatnot, and another friend was like, okay, I'm coming over, so I'm going to stay home, and I'm going to, you know, process through this, and part of me was like, okay, you should just be alone and do this on your own, because you always go run to someone else, but it's like, if I have the option to go through this with someone versus go, because I'm still going to have to go through it on my own every day, or like, you know, this is just, since it's all so fresh, it seems like that is the best option instead of, you know, relapsing and doing drugs or drinking or anything like that, because I'm almost at 120 days sober, so I want to keep that going. And yeah, so here I am, and I'm going to try to, like, spit all this out before my friend gets here, because I don't really want to, I don't want to lie, but at the same time, I'm not trying to expound upon the whole situation, and I'm not even sure how much I should really even say on here, but I don't know if anyone, I'm not even sure who listens to this, and if anyone, like, in my life listens to it, or in my immediate vicinity, so that's where I'm like, I feel kind of safe saying all these things, and at least I'm not going to get judged, I know that, but I really do want to preface this by saying, please don't reach out to me if there's anyone actually listening that's close or that knows me, please reach out to me. But please, 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 I beg of you, do not reach out to Morgan. Do not say anything to her. Like, she's already going through enough, so I don't want to put any more pressure on her. I don't want anyone doing anything dumb. This is just something that I need to get off my chest, and this is my outlet. So, with that being said, Morgan broke up with me, and the reason was, I mean, there's so much that goes into this, but this is, like, the second time that she's broken up with me, and the second, like, so there's been two times, we broke up once before, I think, everything is so muddy now, and I was using, like, a lot when we were together, so maybe that's even a sign in and of itself. I mean, not because of the relationship, but I just don't remember a lot of things because of how much I was smoking. So I believe this is the second time we've broken up, and she's also wanted a break twice. I want to say, I'm not 100% sure, but I want to say. So maybe this time I'll listen and just not go back, because I don't know what is wrong with me that I would want to go back again and again to someone who's made it so clear that they can't be in a relationship. She said this since the very beginning, but apparently I wasn't listening, that she had a lot of shit that she needed to deal with and that she couldn't be with anyone. And I just glossed over that, I guess. I'm just so, like, much of a hopeful romantic that I was like, no, love is enough to conquer anything, you know? But if you don't want to be in a relationship, like, I don't know. If she doesn't want to be in a relationship with me, or in general, then, like, how selfish can I be to, like, try and force her into something like that where she is not even capable of giving me what I need? And vice versa. Like, I can't fix that. I can't fill that hole in. So, I know I'm all over the place right now. I just don't know. I'm so confused as to what I should share and what I shouldn't share. Like, what's oversharing and what's fair game. But I don't know. I still, somewhere in my head, like somewhere in my head, all over my head and all over my gut, like I still want to get back with her, and I still don't think this is like the end for us. So I don't know what kind of delusional I am, or what it is, but I just don't want to give up on this girl or this relationship. I'm really like, fuck. Just all over the place. And I have my headphones in, so I really hope that no one's watching, or I probably look like a crazy person. I definitely feel like a crazy person. So yeah, I'm just all over the place. I really don't even know. I'm probably not gonna share everything because there's a lot more to the situation that I'm not really saying, until I've slept on it and I feel a little bit better about it. Because I feel like, one, I'm being dishonest with this podcast by not being painfully honest, by not telling 100% the truth. But then at the same time, like, I don't want to put it on blast too much, because I really don't like want anyone to reach out to her. So that's where I'm like, I don't know, my name's all over this podcast. I say my name all the time. It's pretty obvious to find out what Morgan it is, and I just don't want anything more on her plate than she's already dealing with. So that's that. I just am feeling a mix of emotions. I feel mostly very numb. Like, I don't even know. I'm just so confused, and it doesn't feel real. And yeah, so I'm gonna be sitting with this for a little bit. I'm gonna dwell on it. Like, not in a bad way, but I kind of just want to feel something. Like, I feel so overwhelmingly everything. I feel so, mostly, I'm just like, fuck. I'm so, like, terrified of that this is the reality that I'm living in, and that this is forever, and I really don't want that at all. Like, that's the number one thing that I think I'm feeling, is that I don't want this to be real. So I gotta just sit in it and process it and do something. I've just been, like, fooling myself this whole time because, we said all these things, and she said she meant them in the moment, but it's just like, this to me feels like the easy way out. And maybe I should just accept that and take it, because maybe it's a blessing, but it sure as hell doesn't feel like one, and I don't want to give up. Like, I've given up on so many things in my life, and this is the one thing that I feel so strongly about not giving up on. Like, calling her after the first time is so out of character for me that it kind of blows my mind. Like, I would never, and I have never, put up with this from anyone else. Like, to this degree, I, first off, am a big believer that breaks don't exist and that it's either you break up or you fucking work it out. So maybe that's something I need to change my definition of or how I feel about it. But also, I just feel like, I don't, I'm just like astounded that I keep going back. Like, I've never been that person. I've always, and maybe that's part of why I'm doing this now is because I've always like just got fucked up, forgot about it, or like, pushed it down as far as I could and compartmentalized it, and then just like slept my way out of it. So maybe it's just time to do something different. Maybe this is just like it's time to pay the toll for all the past relationships that I haven't dealt with. That this is like all my like grief and trauma and regrets and whatnot are just gonna have to be dealt with all at once. So maybe that's it. Who knows? Honestly, I'm just very confused and this is the furthest thing from what I want, So I'm hoping that it'll be for the best, and I really still want to be together. I feel so, like, I don't know, I feel so dumb for wanting that. Like, I can't wrap my head around that. Like, I feel, like, kind of broken right now. I feel like I'm babbling. I feel like I'm not making much sense, and I feel like I'm like throwing myself this pity party, but I'm so confused. I just really can't wrap my head around it. I've never wanted to like go back so many times, and even after this time, I like still want to go back. I just don't. I can't comprehend that for some reason. It really, really baffles me. And so I'm going to be updating this podcast a lot more, and I'll have plenty of content. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I'm so confused, and so I'm just going to kind of sit in it until my friend gets here. And I love you all. Thanks for listening. And seriously, if you know me in real life, please feel free to reach out because I'm really hurting right now, and I could use any and all the help I can get. And yeah, this has been Philip Whaling. This is Painfully Honest, and hopefully I'll come back tomorrow and be more painfully honest after I've like kind of sat and thought about it, 'cause there's so not so much more, but there's one thing in particular that I kind of need to get off my chest. So, thanks for listening, and I love you, and hopefully whoever is listening will reach out. All right. Have a good night, or good morning rather. And I'll talk to you all tomorrow for episode 2 again, for real. Bye.